to Jaco Pieterse. He's the chief inspector of the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. They received security footage of a really unfortunate incident in Woodstock in which a police vehicle allegedly drives over a cat and shows police then, you know, when it was running across the road, and then they slow down, they fail to basically assist the injured animal. And the SPCA intends to investigate the matter and press charges. Excuse me. It raises the question, of course, of what your particular responsibilities are if you happen to see an injured animal or injure one. Jaco Pieterse, welcome to Breakfast with Refinwe. How are you this morning?
Morning. I'm well, and how are you?
Good. A little bit, you know, it's not great. It's not a great topic that we're covering here. I mean, there are two actions that have occurred here, or there's a sin of commission and one of omission, I suppose. There's the act of injuring the cat, which I imagine can be put to accident, but then there's the deliberate omission of assistance.
That's correct, Jess. And I think it's important that the listeners understand that any person that leaves an animal to suffer is guilty of a criminal offence in terms of the Animals Protection Act.
I see. And when we say, I mean, to suffer, are we talking about in a city environment, in their own farming environment? Just help me understand.
So basically, in terms of the Animals Protection Act, any animal that is under the control of a person is basically then responsible. For example, with this police vehicle, yes, an accident occurred, the cat ran over the road, but as soon as they realize that they've injured that animal, they have a responsibility towards that animal in terms of the law. And legally, they would have to attend to that animal. They can't just leave it to suffer, even if it means stopping, phoning the SPCA to come and fetch the animal, but they have a legal responsibility. They can't just simply drive off and leave the animal to suffer.
And is that a criminal offence akin to that of injuring an animal, you know, on purpose?
It is a criminal offence.
So the negligence is the same as actively hurting it?
Correct. It is a criminal offence. A person that's found guilty in a court of law can be fined up to 40,000 rand or 12 months imprisonment with a criminal record.
Sure. I think there are drunk drivers that get away with less than that. So this is very important. So what are we going for with respect to these particular cops' actions? Is it the act of driving away? Because as I say, the cat running across the, you know, there are many unfortunate accidents that occur. Is there some sort of a liability that they'll face with respect to the cat running across the road and them hitting it in the first place?
So the accident, we understand, yes, accidents happen, as you said earlier, but the mere fact that they slowed down, looked out the window and saw this cat and then just continued driving and leaving the animal to suffer, that is a criminal offence. And for that, they should be taken to task.
And under what, is this through the magistrate's court or under which legal oversight body would you be able to enforce the Animal Protection Act?
So we would then layer a complaint with IPIT because it is involving police. We would have to follow that route first because if we open, we always have that risk of opening a case at the local police station where the crime happened and it was one of the officers. So we are in the process of approaching IPIT to lodge a formal complaint with them, and then our docket is ready and we will be laying the charges as soon as we've got guidance from them.
Is there absolutely no likelihood that they drove away in search of better qualified people, say a vet nearby that came later?
If they did, they would have then collected the animal, which the evidence proves that the cat was left to suffer. And they never came back. They never phoned the SPCA. They did nothing on their part to try and seek assistance for this animal.
And for me and any other citizen, what is the right thing to do in that circumstance? Again, considering the likelihood of broken bones.
So the right thing to do is to phone the SPCA. I know sometimes next to the road it's not safe to stop at night, so we understand that. But phone the SPCA, give an exact location. Our team is on call 24/7, and we will go out and we'll assist that animal.
Okay, well, good to know. And, I hope good luck with your case, Jaco.
Thank you very much.
All right, then. Jaco, of course, is the Chief Inspector of the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Let me know your views, 072-567-1567.